Good evening, folks. It is a cold, cold, rainy day here in Washington, D.C. on this February 1st, this Friday evening. This is Michael Collins Piper. I guess you know that. That's why you have tuned in here. And as I say, it always amazes me that you do. What amazes me even more, perhaps flatters me even more, is the fact that I know that my enemies listen, too. And we'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, I must tell you that unfortunately our scheduled guest for tonight, Brother Nathaniel, is unable to make it here this evening. He's not going to be able to be on the show, but we will schedule him sometime for next week. He had a scheduling conflict, but it's very, very likely, quite possible, I haven't gotten the final word on this yet, it's very, very likely, though, that Brother Nathaniel will be a guest tomorrow on Hashem Talawi's program on this network. That, of course, is broadcast Saturdays, and I believe, you better check your schedule at republicbroadcasting.org, but I believe it's broadcast from 5 to 7, or is it 5 to 6? I'm getting old, folks. 4 to 6 Central Time. 4 to 6 Central Time, so that is 5 to 7 Eastern Time right here on Republic Broadcasting. In any case, even if Brother Nathaniel is not the guest tomorrow, I'm sure it'll be an interesting program because more often than not these days, I try to get a chance to listen in to a very good program. Well, I understand, though, that the other guest that is going to be on Professor Kevin Barrett's program tomorrow will, I guess as far as I know, he's going to be there. I received another email from this gentleman again. I hate to use that term, gentleman. He's a professor at Villanova University, which is a Catholic school in Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I was actually accepted at Villanova University. I didn't go there, but I was, I believe, accepted there. I certainly applied, and I think I was accepted many, many years ago, obviously. But this Professor Andrew Mathis is going to be on Kevin Barrett's program, and he's going to be defaming many good patriots, many good scholars, particularly Christian scholars, who have dared to bring out the truth about that collection of Jewish theological, social, even economic, and political commentary known as the Talmud, the ruling book in Jewish thought today and really throughout pretty much of our recorded history. Yes, the Talmud is a book of garbage. It's so bad, folks, that I can't even quote directly from some parts of it on this program, particularly some of the vile, filthy, vulgar, really in some senses pornographic material in that volume that refers to Jesus Christ and to his mother, the Virgin Mary. So it's ironic that it would be a professor at a Catholic university who would be going on an independent network such as this to support the Talmud and defame those who dare to describe what a defamatory book this horrible piece of garbage happens to be. But it really shouldn't surprise me. As I say, I got an email from Dr. Andrew Mathis today. I didn't read it myself, but he sent a carbon copy to Mark Glenn, and apparently Dr. Mathis has admitted that I was right after all, that Margaret Truman did say that there was an assassination attempt on her father by the Jewish gang known as Irgun operating in Palestine. So at least we got a little bit of truth out of Dr. Andrew Mathis. Well, more commentary when we come back, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here on this Friday evening. Yeah, before we went to the break, just mentioning the fact that Dr. Andrew Mathis, that's doctor as in professor type Andrew Mathis, some people refer to him as the nutty professor, he has admitted in writing that I was absolutely right, that Margaret Truman, daughter of the late former President Harry Truman, had written in her biography of her father that the Israeli gang known as Ergon, pre-Israel actually, but the Jewish gang operating in Palestine, known as the Ergon, had in fact tried to kill American President Harry Truman. That was, to the best of my knowledge, the first assassination attempt on an American president by Zionist Jewish interests. But of course, as we know, those of us who bother to dare to discuss it or dare to mention it, as we know, in 1963, they certainly succeeded. Incidentally, speaking of coups d'etat, I think that's plural. Maybe it's coup d'etats, I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. You know what I'm talking about. I had a very interesting conversation with a visitor here in Washington today who was involved in a very sensitive position in the Nixon administration during Nixon's second term. And I'm here to tell you, folks, this guy is doing some writing on the topic. And I might be able to get him on the show one evening to discuss his writings. But suffice it to say, Richard Nixon during his second term was most definitely, most definitively working to reform the American banking system and break up the Federal Reserve. Now, this information from this gentleman, very, very interesting information. It has nothing to do with issuing United States notes or anything like that. It was an internal revolution. It was scheduled to occur with the American bicentennial. And of course, Richard Nixon didn't remain in office long enough to do the things that he wanted to do, but Watergate, folks, most assuredly was just as much of a coup d'etat as the coup d'etat that took place on November 22nd, 1963. So as I say, I will try to get this gentleman to come on the program to talk about his very interesting experiences as a key functionary in one of the operations being carried out on a very low-key level by President Richard Nixon during his second term, aiming to undermine the Jewish control of our financial system through the Federal Reserve money monopoly. Well, John McCain, it looks as though this guy, this garbage man, is heading towards winning the Republican presidential nomination. It's kind of funny because a lot of your so-called leaders of the conservative movement have been complaining about McCain because of McCain's views on a number of issues, not the least of which is immigration. You know, the truth is, though, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this whole idea of McCain being some sort of independent, some sort of maverick Republican, you know, he basically has had a conventional conservative voting record in the Senate throughout his career. The guy, by no stretch of the word, is a liberal. He has been a bit of a maverick, there's no question about that. But, and I'm not defending him, don't get me wrong here, I'm just making a point. The whole idea of him, I always found it amusing that so many people of a liberal mindset would say that if you would ask them, they'd say, oh, well, one Republican I like is John McCain because he's so independent. He's such a maverick. Well, these poor fools, never called any of them fools to their faces, but these poor fools were buying the rhetoric of the mass media, which was promoting John McCain, trying to give him a broad range, you know, so they could put him in the White House. Well, they're going to apparently have their chance to do it again, because now the so-called conservative leaders, people like this big mouth Rush Limbaugh and other folks, they recognize the fact that whether they like it or not, John McCain is going to get the Republican presidential nomination, or presumably going to get the Republican presidential nomination, and they also realize that these self-appointed conservative leaders aren't really as influential in the Republican Party as even they would like to think. The average grassroots person in this country has very little understanding of these so-called campaign finance reform laws. One of the things that the McCain is most often criticized by the conservatives for. But be that as it may, you know, what I have written about, and I wrote about this in American Free Press some time ago. Very, very interesting. While everybody was talking about what a reform John McCain had tried to bring through the McCain-Feingold reform measures, there was one special interest group in this country that didn't mind the McCain-Feingold reform laws at all, and that was the powerful Jewish political action committees and pressure groups. In fact, as the Forward newspaper, the eminently distinguished Jewish newspaper out of New York, reported at the time, and which I referenced in American Free Press, they said the law was written in such a way that virtually the only groups that were exempted from the so-called reform measures were the Jewish groups. Yeah. This is your reformer, John McCain. Yeah, he sure wants to reform things, doesn't he? Well, the bottom line of it is, folks, what's going to happen is if he gets the Republican nomination, the conservative types are just going to bite the bullet. And, you know, and assuming Hillary gets the Democratic nomination, all these conservatives are going to say, well, you know, we're just going to have to go with John McCain because we need to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House. And I'm telling you, folks, that's the same argument that a lot of so-called conservatives and so-called patriots are going to make if Ron Paul mounts a third-party campaign. They're going to say, oh, this election has never been more important than any election in American history. Why, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, we might have a police state set in place. We might get involved in a foreign war. Yeah, exactly what George W. Bush did, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, but they're going to use this argument against Ron Paul. Or should there be some other person emerge as a serious third-party challenger? Unless, of course, they bring New York billionaire Jewish Mayor Michael Bloomberg into the race, that could add a whole new wild card to things. But, you know, McCain, here's what he said yesterday. Listen to this. If he's right about this, then I really feel sorry for the conservatives and for America. He said, this is McCain speaking, I am confident that the majority of conservatives' number one priority is the threat of radical Islamic extremism. My God, if that's what America's conservatives are worried about, I can tell they have been watching too much of Fox and ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN, paying too much attention to all of what we can only correctly and frankly call Jewish propaganda emanating from these networks. Speaking of which, this will amuse a lot of you. Did you know that you've all heard of Ms. Magazine? This is this long-standing feminist magazine. Okay, you know, you can't get much more liberal than Ms. Magazine. But I'm here to tell you, folks, the American Jewish Congress and its supporters in the Jewish community are saying that Ms. Magazine is possibly anti-Semitic, possibly anti-Israel. Yes. Not just possibly, they are. Isn't it amazing, folks? You know why this happened? Because Ms. Magazine refused to run an advertisement from the American Jewish Congress. They had their particular reasons, which I won't even go into, boring matters to begin with. It's very esoteric, but the point is this. The point is this, that the American Jewish Congress and its supporters are now claiming that Ms. Magazine is anti-Semitic. And actually, I want to tell you something, folks, that's kind of interesting because, you know, the general perception has been that the feminist movement has been dominated by Jewish women. But, you know, it's very interesting. If you read a lot of Jewish literature, they will tell you, Jewish writers will say that historically the American feminist movement was actually dominated by women who were anti-Semitic and hostile to Jewish interests. Isn't that interesting? So maybe it only came up in the 1970s, but in the old days, the feminist movement was perceived by the organized Jewish groups to be anti-Semitic. And that's interesting in and of itself, because I was just reading the other day about the old Equal Rights Amendment. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I don't even know if the Equal Rights Amendment was ever added to the U.S. Constitution. It was a big issue back in the 70s and the 80s. But I was interested to find out that in the United States Senate, one of the leading opponents of the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA, was Senator Jack Javits of New York, a very liberal Jewish Republican. In the meantime, one of the biggest critics of the Equal Rights Amendment in the House of Representatives was Congressman Emanuel Seller, a very liberal Democratic Jewish congressman. And guess who one of the big supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment was? Senator Jim Eastland, the segregationist Democrat from Mississippi. Think about that one, folks. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Yeah, just before the break, talking about the very strange things I read about the Equal Rights Amendment, kind of skewed my general perception. And I probably surprised you as well by those revelations, but George Thayer, in his book, The Farther Shores of Politics, a book about so-called alternative political movements in the 1970s of both the quote-unquote right-wing and left-wing, goes into some detail in that book and points out that, in fact, it was this New York Jewish liberal Republican and a New York Jewish liberal Democrat, one in the House and one in the Senate, one Republican was in the Senate, the Democrat was in the House, were two of the leading opponents of the Equal Rights Amendment. Whereas, in fact, Senator Jim Eastland, Democrat from Mississippi, an old-line segregationist conservative, was one of the supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment. That's very interesting, folks. It leads me to believe that there's much more to the whole history and story of the Equal Rights Amendment than meets the eye. And sometime, if I ever have time, I'll get around to looking into it. But those of you who have any interest in the subject might want to pursue that. Well, we do have a couple callers out there, and I'm going to go to them pretty shortly here, but it's kind of an interesting thing here. Article in the Washington Post today. Obama confronts ethnic tensions in bid for votes. Talking, of course, about the problem, apparently a problem, that Barack Obama has with Latino or Hispanic voters. I can never decide what they want to be called, but in any case, I guess they're Hispanics today. In any case, but it's very, very interesting. They quote a tattoo artist with a Hispanic name talking about what the Post calls the dynamics of minority politics in California. And they quote Giovanni Zalvazza, a tattoo artist on Cesar Chavez Avenue. He said, "It's race, man. People think it's all over, but it's not. Race is always there." And then they quote Carlos Toledo, a 20-year-old construction worker, who says, and obviously that's a Hispanic name, they quote Carlos as saying, "Obama, he's helping more his people. If you think about it, Obama's race is voting for him, not Latinos." Race is always there. You know, we talked a little bit about race as a focus here on the program the other evening, and you know, of course, the sorry truth is that white people, like David Duke, for example, who have dared to talk about race in an open and candid fashion, well, they're called racists. They're called racists by groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. But here you have two Latino gentlemen saying very candidly what we all know to be the truth, that racial differences do affect our outlook. Racial differences cannot be denied. It's just there. And, of course, we see evidence of that all the time in this country. But even in the Middle East, you know, it's funny. Prince Turkey Al-Faisal, the former Saudi ambassador to the United States, he recently attempted to make nicey nice to the Israelis and said, you know, holding out his hand, you know, why can't we all just get along? He said, "We will start thinking of Israelis as Arab Jews rather than simply as Israelis." Well, he was trying to be nice, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, you can't be nice to people who don't want you to be nice to them. And now, Forward newspaper has a big column attacking Prince Faisal for daring to say that he would call his Israeli neighbors, quote-unquote, Arab Jews, because, well, my God, of course, how dare, what these Jewish writers at Forward are saying is, how dare you even draw a comparison between Jews and Arabs, because we all know what the Israelis do think of the Arabs, even though, of course, they don't officially think that way. You know, of course, Israelis love everybody. It's just they just have this terrible problem that so many people, particularly the Arabs, are mean to them, or so they would have us believe. Well, I tell you what, I do have one more thing that I want to cover with you before we go to the phones here tonight, and it's a very, very interesting story regarding Barack Obama. Another story regarding Barack Obama, and we're going to come back to that after the break. In the meantime, as we go to the break, I want to tell you that you should keep an eye out for the commercials from Cartivite, which is one of RBN's sponsors. If you're having health problems, getting tired and feeling worn down, Cartivite might be your solution. Their website is at heartdrop.com. Cartivite supports vascular blood pressure, cholesterol levels. It delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, and I like this, folks, it's all natural. So go to heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, or call that toll-free number at Cartivite at 877-928-8822. 877-928-8822. All right, we are going to a break, folks. When we come back, another very interesting item here regarding Barack Obama and his problems with the Jews, or the Jews' problems with Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. If you want to call in here, you can call 800-313-9443. Now, regarding Barack Obama, there is a very interesting controversy going on right now within the American Jewish community because there are apparently some very deep divisions vis-a-vis the official, quote-unquote, Jewish position toward Barack Obama. He has received financial support from some pretty big names in the Jewish community. But at the same time, been stuff all over the internet, some of it apparently coming from Jewish sources saying that Barack Obama is a Muslim. Well, of course, now Barack Obama's already in trouble with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith for campaigning in South Carolina, as I think his terminology was, as a committed Christian. So he's damned if he is and damned if he isn't. But in any case, there was a memo an internal memo from the American Jewish Committee that was leaked last week, in which there were criticisms of Barack Obama, and there were suggestions that he was not perhaps sufficiently in tune to the demands, as I always call it, of Israel. Well, now, the honorary president of the American Jewish Committee has written a letter to the editor of Forward newspaper saying that Barack Obama is a friend of Israel, and they've apologized to the Obama campaign for any inaccuracies that the memorandum might have contained. Well, of course, the damage was done by the leaking of the memorandum in the first place and putting it on the front page of perhaps the most influential Jewish newspaper in America. But here's what's interesting, folks. This week in Forward, running right beside the letter to the editor, is a very long editorial, very well written, as all Forward editorials are, entitled Fear Factor. And, of course, they go on to say how terrible it is that anyone would make up lies and try to defame Barack Obama by saying that he was a Muslim, saying that, you know, no one's religion should be held against them, blah, 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 blah. Okay, really nice editorial, you know, all love and compassion and love your neighbor and so forth. But, folks, here's the kicker. This is just so typical of the very subtle style of defamation that American Jewish newspapers and Jewish organizations will use when they are tiptoeing around the politician, particularly a popular politician like Barack Obama, who could very well end up being the Democratic presidential nominee. This is what they say. After going through all this business about Obama being attacked for being a Muslim when he's not, and saying that some Jews were behind the emails that were saying that he was, and saying there were also some Christian right people who were behind it. Well, they say this. They say that an investigation by the Los Angeles Times showed that Obama had indeed attended a Muslim school in Indonesia, albeit not a fundamentalist academy. But they go further, folks, quoting the Los Angeles Times. He later transferred to a Catholic school. But there's more. They say he later transferred to a Catholic school where he was registered as a Muslim and apparently took required classes in Islam. A childhood friend was quoted as saying that Obama occasionally attended Friday prayers at the mosque with his stepfather. The Obama campaign responded with an amended statement that the senator had never been, quote, a practicing Muslim, unquote. Okay, well, then, again, this long, long editorial continues, and here's the big wrap-up, folks. If this doesn't tell you that the American Jewish community is concerned about Barack Obama, nothing will convince you otherwise. These are Forward's words, ladies and gentlemen, not Michael Collins Piper's words. Forward says, they ask this question, is Barack Obama a Muslim? Almost certainly not. Was he ever a Muslim? Almost certainly yes. Then Forward poses the question, does it matter? Well, in their typical liberal fashion, and of course you can read between the lines here, folks, they say, does it matter? Well, it shouldn't. But it evidently does matter to some folks, and it will continue to do so until liberals come up with some better answers. In other words, Forward is taking the nicey-nice liberal position that, oh, well, it doesn't matter what his religion is. But it does matter to some people, and Barack Obama's defenders are not providing the answers that are going to satisfy them. And they are basically calling Barack Obama, I keep mispronouncing his name, ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's Barack. They're basically saying that he was a Muslim. They say, was he ever a Muslim? Almost certainly yes. I read that, ladies and gentlemen, that they're calling Barack Obama a liar. And they are trying to stir it up even further in the pretext and the pretense of condemning those who brought the subject up in the first place. That's a calculated effort to stir the pot. So I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the most liberal forces in the American Jewish community are siding with the most conservative forces in the American Jewish community in going after Barack Obama. I'm here to tell you that, folks. I know there's a lot of you out there who don't like Mr. Obama for your own reasons. Maybe it's for his race, maybe it's for his religion, maybe it's for his political viewpoint. I'm not defending him, folks. I'm not endorsing him. I'm just here to tell you these funny little interesting and I think relevant facts that need to be kept in mind, because whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, the fact is the Jewish community has a lot of clout in this country, and they do help determine the course of our elections. You heard it here first, folks. Not that point, but this point about what they're doing to Barack Obama. All right, well, we are going to the phones here. We have Wesley in Idaho. Wesley, you've been very patient. Come on up. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing it.
Okay, you're hearing me, Dan. I didn't hear the click of the phone. Okay, I wanted to weigh in on this topic of Judaism and Zionism. And one other book, there's quite a number of books of Judaism. Another book is the Zohar. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have. Yeah, and I, to be honest with you, if my life depended on it, I couldn't tell you exactly what it is, but I know it is one of the holy books, yes.
Well, I want to point out one part of the Zohar. Ted Pike, on his movie The Other Israel, says the Zohar says that one day, or prophesies, one day every Jew will have 2,000 personal Christian slaves.
That's, well, if I were a Jew, I would say outstanding.
And that was one of the biggest motivating factors as to why the Khazars adopted Judaism in the 7th century. And Michael Hoffman, in his book Judaism's Strange Gods, says that it's only Karaites, Jews that follow the Old Testament as their Bible. On the Reichstag fire, it's the Barnes Review in January 1996, an article by Fred Blahut shows that it was, in fact, a communist that burned the building down, and it wasn't Hitler and his neo-Nazis. On the subject of Judeo-Christianity, you're correct. It was never in print until the early 60s. This, according to an article by Joseph Camp in the July-August Barnes Review, July-August 01.
The late Joe Camp, a good man. He was the uncle, the granduncle of actress Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Now you understand why Angelina Jolie and her father, actor John Voight, who was Joe Camp's nephew, really go out of their way to slavishly serve Jewish interests. They're trying to live down the good work that Joe Camp did.
And last but not least, I continue to hear that Adolf Hitler and Goebbels said that they were going to use the big lie technique to control the masses. But in Volume 1, Chapter 10 of Mein Kampf, Hitler says that it's the Jews that are the foremost connoisseurs of the lie technique.
Yeah. You know, Wesley, I was just sitting here thinking that, you know, in just about 10 or 15 sentences, you have blasted into oblivion some of the biggest myths that have been circulating within the last 50 years, and unfortunately, these myths that you've blasted, some of them are even circulated to this day by good patriots.
Absolutely. That is what I hate to hear any so-called patriot get on the radio and say, Hitler, 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 Goebbels, Goebbels. They said they'd use this big lie technique. Have you read, imagine you have, Volume 10, Chapter 10, Volume 1, Chapter 10, Mein Kampf. It is one heck of a statement in there about lies and how it affects the masses, how they can believe a little lie because they are, it's just human to make little lies once in a while, but the big lie, they just can't believe that somebody else had the audacity to say that 19 Muslim hijackers caused 9-1-1, for instance. It is one heck of a statement that Hitler makes in that book. Well, thank you for letting me get those out
there.
Yeah,
you know, Wesley, before you go, you know, it's kind of interesting. Just before I came on the show tonight, I happened to be reading a biography of the late poet Ezra Pound, who, of course, who was a mentor of our friend Eustace Mullins, the great expositor and exposer of the Federal Reserve money monopoly. And, you know, it's interesting, in this biography of Pound, it mentions that the famous writer Wyndham Lewis wrote back early on that the primary thing that was the program of Hitler and his National Socialist Party was to, and I wish I had it in front of me, I will bring it onto the show next week, but basically what he said was that the National Socialist Party and Adolf Hitler, the primary plank of their platform was to reclaim the national sovereignty of Germany from the hands of the international financial community and the central banks. Now, you know, it's funny. Every day I hear patriots saying that that is the foundation of Ron Paul's presidential campaign, reclaiming American sovereignty from the powerful financial interests. Well, that is exactly what the National Socialist Party program was in Germany. So, you see, and once people begin to understand that Adolf Hitler was not promoting the New World Order, he was actually fighting the New World Order.
Yes,
but again, so many patriots think that Hitler was part of the New World Order. It's just another one of these myths that have to be cut down, and not cut down to size. They have to be blasted into oblivion. And Wesley, your very brief call did just that in just a few short sentences.
Have you seen it on YouTube where the Jewish Task Force is saying that Ron Paul supporters should be killed?
Yes, I didn't actually see that videotape, but I heard about it. That's Victor Vancier, I believe, is the guy who made that statement. And I want to tell you something interesting about Victor Vancier. I wrote about him in an article in American Free Press that was republished in the Arab News in Saudi Arabia, and I pointed out that Victor Vancier was talking about acts of violent terrorism by Jewish terrorists and implying that they would commit suicide bombings.
Yes.
Well, you know, that didn't go over very well that the Saudis published that because, you know, the world is not supposed to know that there are such things as Jewish suicide bombers. You know, they don't want people to ever consider the fact that they were not necessarily Arabs on those planes engaging in an act of suicide bombing on September 11th. But then again, you know, we're never really going to know, but I guess what our job here, Wesley, is, our job is to blast the myth, and you've done that, and I appreciate it.
And really, this so-called Holocaust, Hitler was just trying to do what 100 countries in the past have tried to do, and that is expel the Jews.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, and again, when it comes right down to it, what was happening in Germany during the same time frame was happening in the United States, with the United States uprooting and imprisoning Japanese Americans, shipping them way from their homes into the deserts and putting them in concentration camps. And the only reason those Japanese Americans didn't die in the concentration camps is because America wasn't in the midst of a war at home as Germany was. And the supply lines were cut off to those concentration camps. A lot of people did starve. A lot of people died of dysentery and typhus. That's why you had so many Jews die in World War II. There was no mass extermination campaign. But again, you know, when you try to talk about these things seriously and objectively, people don't want to hear it. What they also don't want to hear is, as Gus Russo points out in his book Supermob, is that much of the wealth and property and assets of those Japanese Americans that was seized by the U.S. government during World War II was sold off at pennies on the dollar by a Jewish operative of organized crime who was in the Office of Alien Property in the Roosevelt administration. Jewish gangsters got control of the property, those Japanese Americans. Yeah. Wesley, thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the break. We'll bring up our last caller here of the evening, Henry from Connecticut, when we return. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, I wish every patriot in America could have listened to that very brief exchange with Wesley from Idaho. He packed more solid facts of history into just a few short sentences than maybe I've ever heard at any time on this program during the last 3 years. Okay, well, let's go to another good caller here, Henry from Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Yeah, hello.
How you doing tonight?
Okay, not bad. All right, here's the reason why I called. You startled me yesterday when you said that there was some, that they're thinking about changing the law or something with the hate crime laws or something in Germany?
Something is happening in Germany right now, yes.
In the legislature?
I don't have all the details yet, but a fax came in from Germany to the American Free Press office, and the material is, I think, being worked on right now. I wish I would have thought today to get that information, but I will get it. Yeah, evidently there's something's happening. Something's happening in Germany.
Well, like what?
Evidently, the courts in at least one case over there seem to have backed off. I'm not sure the details, Henry. That's the whole thing.
I need
to get the story. But evidently, in at least one case that's going on over there, there may be some revolutionary activity, so to speak.
I'd like to see it.
This may be I don't want to call it a false alarm, but that may well be what it is. It may not be earth-shaking news in the end, but sometimes things like this, in Spain, for example, they've thrown out the Holocaust denial laws, but they still have quote-unquote hate laws over there that people can be prosecuted on. So, in Spain, you may not go to jail for being a Holocaust denier, quote-unquote, but they might still send you to jail if you say something that upsets the Jewish community, like saying boo to Israel, perhaps. So, sometimes changes can go for the better on an incremental basis either way,
Right.
So I'm going to try to get some more information on that. Maybe I jumped the gun by talking about it last night on the show. I generally don't do that unless I have the material solidly in front of me. So I would apologize if maybe I did overstate things. But as I say, the reaction there at the office was, it was considered good news on the first review.
Well, listen. Let's everybody out there hope for the best. The people out there listening, sometimes your thoughts can have influence. I know people...
I agree with you 100%.
Oh, no, that's true. That's one of the ways to do a spell. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of factors of witchcraft, because I know about the occult. And believe me, it's like a coven of 12 is much stronger than one, sometimes a lot stronger than just one person doing something. I mean, I'm talking literally now. I'm not even talking about just thinking. I'm talking about candles, everything. But that's true. That's why they have covens. That's why they did what they did with the thing with Hillary, too. They think if they can get millions of people last year to think that there's going to be no other choice, that Hillary is just definitely going to win, you have no other choice. And they'll put that out in the media. And what they're doing is they're playing a kind of a thought thing so that everybody thinks that, and then they'll make it happen. So I would say to people, think that they'll get rid of all the hate crime laws in Germany. Think that they'll, certainly the Holocaust, but just in general. Think that there may be, Germany may break away from America, period. Which I think would be a good idea.
You know what? The younger people in Germany today are not so caught up in the Holocaust as the older folks.
I know. I'm not that far older than them. I mean, I'm a little older than them, but I'm not, we have a lot of things in common. I find someone's in the teenagers, some things that they like, and even in the 20s I like, even sexually. I mean, it's not, I'm talking normal sex. I'm not talking something weird.
I'm
not that much older. I'm older, but I'm not that much
on
older.
On that note, Henry, we'll close for the evening.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call. Good point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to wrap it up. Apologies to the caller we couldn't bring up. She came in at the last minute, but we'll be here. With